Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting, one show at a time.
Off the Mark has a great announcement to make. Our show is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, and WebOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
86 Productions.
And welcome to another episode of Off the Mark, the only podcast providing the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew, and joined with me in studio is Aaron. Let's start the show by discussing the most recent news. Jeff Hardy says he's returning this week.
Next week. He's going to return next week.
Oh, he's returning next week. My bad.
Yes. Which we don't know if that means this week or the following week. And because of this stuff that he's been doing, who knows?
Well, it depends on what he's on, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
What do you think? Do you think that he'll help out Impact?
No.
It could lead to a high-profile match at Bound for Glory, though.
It could be, but he's also just coming back just because his DVD is coming out in a couple months.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only reason he's coming back. And once he comes back, I wouldn't be surprised if he just kind of disappears again. It just would not surprise me.
I want him to succeed, though. I really do. And I hope that he does. So I'll be happy, and next week we'll talk about it. We'll talk about whether or not it was any good.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So anyways, so Todd Grisham, he is leaving the WWE for ESPN. He's going to join Jonathan Coachman, actually, which mm-hmm. is kind of a weird thing because Coachman left and Grisham is now leaving also for the same company. Do you think there's something behind this?
I don't know.
Or is it just because maybe they were friends and he's like, hey, I can get you a job over here and you don't have to travel everywhere. You go to basically Connecticut and that's where you're at.
I think that obviously has something to do with it. Look, I mean, you know, it's all about location, 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 right? In looking for jobs for myself, I look for jobs that were close to my house. I'm not going to look for a job that's going to be further away. And, you know, I also don't want a job where I have to travel, you know, 6 days a week. That's just not my MO.
I understand. But yeah, so it's nice that he's going there. He's going to have a decent paying job, and he's not going to have to travel as much. Maybe he'll get to see some free sporting events. You never know.
Yeah.
So the WWE is going to be redoing the Cruiserweight division, which is really good news for us because we're huge fans of Cruiserweights. And they're actually looking for people to wrestle with Evan Bourne and who? There's another one
as well.
Like
Sin Cara and Rey Mysterio. They're basically looking to completely redo the Cruiserweight division. And, you know, some of that we've talked about on the show before about what SmackDown really should be, which is like a Cruiserweight tag team and women's show, is what we've always said. I mean, you know, focus on your strengths and make that show very different than Raw. And I think I'm in favor of this. I really am. I just hope that they have it contained in one show. If you have the Cruiserweights on Raw and SmackDown, then you are going to be, it's going to be a watered down product.
Yeah, I understand. I'm actually looking forward to this. This is going to be great. And it's going to also going to be, is it going to be the Cruiserweights opening up Raw now in SmackDown, and then they just do the heavyweights? I mean,
well, like I said, I think that it would be much better. It'd be well suited if they did it only on one show. And then, you have multiple matches on one show. You don't do a show only Cruiserweights. But you have like SmackDown be Cruiserweights, and then you have tag teams, and you have women's wrestling, and then you could have all three at the same time, which is really great.
Awesome. So The Rock, he's going to be doing a pilot actually for NBC, and it's going to be based upon it's going to be a 1980s wrestling drama, which is very interesting.
Period pieces are all the rage right now. I mean, you know,
NBC just did the like a Playboy Club thing.
Yeah, that, which actually looks interesting. Mad Men is a huge success, and I think that this is something that, in my opinion, could be a huge hit. And I really feel like NBC has not had the best shows in the past 3 years. I mean, let's face it. You know, you and I, the only show that I can think of that I watch on NBC right now is Chuck. And even that, like, I kind of got a little bored with.
Right. And when To Catch a Predator was on there, too, I always watched that.
Well, that was MSNBC, and that was the funniest show on television. But I think that they're actually doing a really good thing not to get into NBC. You know, this is off the mark. But, you know, NBC, I think doing this, for me, I would love to be able to talk about it on the show. Like, no joke. I think that'd be really fun to do, to just talk about the 1980s wrestling drama, because it could be a huge hit. And I was reading online before we started recording, and I read that it's the type of pilot that it is. I don't remember the name of it, but it's the type of pilot where it has to be aired once. So a lot of pilots, what happens in the TV world is that they'll record a pilot and then they'll show it to test audiences and then it just never gets out. Wonder Woman was one that, yes, they did for NBC actually. And they did a pilot. It just never aired outside of a test audience because apparently it sucked. This is one, though, that is guaranteed to air. So we will see one episode of this.
That's like what they did with Kevin Smith with Manchild, actually. It did air once, and it was at 3:30 in the morning on like a Sunday or a Monday morning. So no one knew about it unless you knew that they were definitely going to air it. But yeah, so that's going to be very interesting to see that. And plus, it will give us something extra to talk about. And it's going to be interesting how they do it. That's going to be the big thing.
Can we talk about what's ironic about this, though?
What's that?
It's a scripted wrestling show.
That is true. That is true.
It is a scripted wrestling show. So I think it's pretty funny. But let's go into Raw. You know, look, a lot of us over this past year, the wrestling on Raw has not been what it should be. But this week, the wrestling on Raw, the matches were amazing. So I just wanted to get that out there.
Yeah, very good.
But Andy, I want to ask you, the mid-card realm of Raw, we had Jack Swagger, A-Riot, and Dolph. They have an interesting feud going on. Kind of a little bit of a three-way with Vicky thrown in there. What are you thinking about this feud?
I think it's very interesting because Alex Riley, when actually Jack Swagger came out and Alex Riley was already in the ring, I'm like, oh, great. Alex Riley, after everything they've done, after all the popularity he got, they're going to have him job to Swagger. And I was very impressed that they didn't. They actually had A-Rai win. He went over, which I was very excited about. I'm interested in this feud because it is a three-way. You can almost do a thing where she'll be in a quote-unquote neutral corner during the match, kind of like a Miss Elizabeth thing back in the day. So it'll be very interesting to see where they go from here. And plus, these guys will work very good together. A three-way match between the three will actually be excellent to see.
And we haven't had some good three-way feuds in a while. It looked like we were going to get one with Alberto Del Rio, Cena, and CM Punk, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But, you know, I mean, I think it's great. And I've always said, like, especially with mid-card feuds, you need to have a three-way, a four-way, a five, six-way. You have to have that. So I'm actually really, really excited for this, too.
The other thing also, The Miz and R-Truth, they've been doing this thing that is just, I don't even know how to explain it. It's just really weird. They're basically thinking that everything's a conspiracy right now against them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where they're going to go with this. I don't know if they're just trying to fill time until they can put them in something proper or what.
I think they are filling some time, but I'm actually kind of in favor of it because they've been saying stuff that we have said for weeks, which is that the WWE is doing nothing with them. And, you know, Miz brings up good points, which, you know, we brought up too. He main evented this year's WrestleMania, which I think was a little bit of a mistake, but that's beside the point. That I don't want to veer too far, of course. But, you know, he's a mid-carder right now. He is a full-fledged mid-carder. He should be your upper mid-card. He should be trying to vie for the title. You know, he should say, you know, I should be in that title picture. And, you know, maybe Truth should too. You know, that's what should be going on. So I like this. I think that it's going to help out both people, or at least I think it has the opportunity to help out both people. But last time we said that, you know, John Morrison got buried. So
that's true. That's true. And his girlfriend got fired. So anyways, we have new tag champs. We have Kofi Kingston and Evan Bourne.
What are they going to call them?
The Air Kof.
Air Kof? Air Jamaica is what they
call them. Jamaica.
Air Jamaica.
Oh, jeez.
They are a flight company.
You call them Airco.
I don't know. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because there's a gas station.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so it's interesting. And one thing that really made me mad after something JR said, he goes, and they win the tag team gold. dot dot dot. It's bronze, copper, whatever you want, whatever it is.
It is not gold.
Yeah. So the fact that he said that, I was just like, what? And one thing, by the way, we didn't talk about this last week, but did you? I didn't realize it, but JR did not do the pay. He did not do
the pay per view.
Yeah, he did. I didn't even realize that. I thought he did it.
No, he was left off. Which, I mean, I'm fine with. I mean, that's okay.
The other thing also that we should have probably brought this up earlier, but that was the first pay per view they did where they actually had the announcers, where you could actually get a headset and listen to the announcers talk while you're watching it. Which, we talked to Doug about this for a little bit, and I told him I thought it would have been very interesting actually to have that, but he said no, it took away from the action. But in all seriousness, I'd love to have it in one ear and then listen to it there live, because you never know, they might say something that are like, oh my gosh, this is happening backstage, and they can't cut away on the Titantron.
Well, but the only thing is, you know, not to get too much into the subject, is that a lot of the times, especially with the early matches, they talk about, you know, like in the first Money in the Bank ladder match, they're like, oh, and you know, Punk won this twice, and that Punk Cena match is going to be really exciting. That's going to happen soon.
That's true.
And yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, so Kevin Nash interferes, so CM Punk ends up losing to John Cena.
Mm-hmm. Distracted him. You know, he didn't get involved in the match. He just, you know.
But he was in a car accident.
Yeah. So you know, the thing is, and I hate to say this, but I think that they had Punk on almost a little too much this week. They had three full segments with him. Like, full segments. Not like, you know, quick segments. He was at the very beginning, and then he was in the middle, and then he was at the end. And
yeah.
I don't care beginning and end. That's fine. Or middle and end. I think that they used him a little too much, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Some people will disagree with me. That's fine. But so they were doing a thing where Kevin Nash was in an accident, so Triple H went to go see him, and turned out he wasn't in an accident, big swerve, and he came out and distracted him. So they're going to do what, at Night of Champions, they're going to do Kevin Nash versus CM Punk? Or are they going to...
Most likely.
Or are they going to drag this out?
They might drag it out, but the thing is, when is he going to revoke his rematch clause?
Well, technically, he should get it the following pay-per-view, shouldn't
Yeah,
he?
Why is Cena getting it instead?
Well, because they had the stipulation where if Cena beat Punk, then Cena gets the first rematch.
Oh, that's right.
So, you know what's going to be interesting, though? Prediction here. Little prediction. CM Punk's going to face Kevin Nash. And then, like, Six is going to come back. You know, X-Pac. And then Scott Hall's going to come back. And then Shawn Michaels will come back. He won't face him, though, because Shawn Michaels is fully retired. But I actually predict that CM Punk will face Sean Waltman, and he will face Scott Hall. That is my prediction.
Did you hear that Scott Hall no-showed an event this week or last weekend? That was hilarious.
He would no-show the pay-per-view, probably.
Yeah.
He did that to TNA, you know?
You never know with that guy anymore. Let's go on to SmackDown. So Christian and Daniel Bryan have a good match. They should start feuding on this, but did they ever explain why Christian wasn't on last week's SmackDown?
No, or if they did, I fast-forwarded through it. But Christian is saying that he wants another rematch. But I was thinking about this. Christian versus Daniel Bryan, I mean, they're very similar in size, very similar in styles. Both, you know, train, I mean, you know, or no, they didn't both train. But I believe Christian trained at Stu Hart's Dungeon. I could be incorrect about it, though.
He might have for a little bit, but he didn't. That's not where he learned how to wrestle.
I could be incorrect about that. But both of them have similar styles. Mm-hmm. They could put on a really, really good feud together. It's unfortunate that they gave this away on free TV. But, you know, after maybe a couple months, you could probably put these two in a feud, and that could help elevate Daniel Bryan. Unfortunately, it would be at Christian's expense. What do you think?
Well, see, here's my thinking. If they were thinking this long term, they had this match because they wanted to see how they gelled in the ring. You can give then Christian the belt back maybe one more time, and then Daniel Bryan cashes it in against Christian. You could have something like that.
Yeah, I mean, you could do that. Which
Elimination Chamber,
idea.
Christian wins. They've already wrestled at least once together, and then they can also do some house shows maybe. You never know.
Yeah.
So they could actually be preparing for WrestleMania right now, which actually would be unbelievable that they're thinking this far ahead, but you never know.
Well, you know, something that came out a few weeks back that we didn't talk about is that they want to do more long-term booking, and that they already have matches apparently planned for WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. Who's going to face who? Punk versus Triple H is one. Cena versus Rock, another one. Mm-hmm. You know, which makes sense. So, you could be right. Now, I want to ask you, so, you know, Wade Barry was feuding with Daniel Bryan for a while. I don't know what they're doing, but he actually came out, he mocked, they were going to have him face a local wrestler, and he came out and just mocked him to get that cheap heel heat.
Mm-hmm.
What are they doing with him, and what should they be doing with him?
They should be doing something else besides this. He should be actually feuding, I would almost say, I'd like to see him go for the IC title or even the heavyweight title, but he should be doing something else besides this. I mean, unless they're filling some time for just this week only, and then next week he starts a feud with someone, that's fine, but it just seems that they're not doing anything with him.
I wouldn't mind seeing him taking on Sheamus. I think that they could have a fun feud together. Since Sheamus is now a full-fledged face, you know, he's a heel, so might as well have those two feud.
But you're going to have at least a two-month program with Mark Henry with Sheamus, so yeah. It's going to be at least 2 months.
Well, and I'm saying, like, after that, you know, I mean...
Well, after that, you can do it, but what is Wade Barrett going to do for the time being?
What are they doing with a lot of their wrestlers?
That's true. They're not doing anything. There's no point to some matches most of the time. So apparently, the Sin Cara and Heath Slater match was so bad that they had to refilm it. So bad.
And this was, you know, after watching it, you know, reading the spoilers sometimes goes hand in hand with it. And we were reading about it. And it said that they filmed it, and apparently they really botched the match. Like, it was really bad. So they went and wrestled later in the program again. I can only imagine what, like, I don't think Vince is backstage at those, but Triple
yes,
H
yes.
probably is. Okay, well,
Vince is at all tapings.
Then I can only imagine him, like, breaking things in the back. You know, he's got a laptop or, like, an iPad or touchpad in his hand, and he throws that thing on the ground and breaks it probably after watching.
He breaks the touchpad. He's like, I don't care. These are only 150. Get me another one. Yeah, I can only... the thing is, I'm wondering... I always want to talk to someone who was there because I'm wondering what was... If they kind of put both of the matches together to make it better, I'm wondering... I almost wish we could get someone to be like, okay, that was first match, that was second match, that was first match, that was second match. You always want to have like someone in the crowd like change shirts each time so you can see in the background which one it is. But yeah, that's very amazing. I mean, we've seen it. We actually saw it in Rockford when they actually messed up a table thing. Kane actually threw the monitor onto the table opposed to onto the floor, and he sat there and afterwards was like, what?
Now, I got to ask you, I mean, because this leads to an interesting point. They said that SmackDown is going to be live next week.
Well, whose fault was it on that match, though? Was it Sin Cara or was it Heath Slater?
Sin Cara is a little wild, though. I mean, and don't get me wrong, Heath Slater probably isn't ready for that. You know, and Sin Cara wrestles a certain way. And yeah, he has to get dumbed down to the WWE style, but I think it might be both.
Or it could be just because this is the real Sin Cara, by the way. It's not the fake one.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It is the real one.
So, which I can't believe people didn't notice.
I can't believe that they did that.
I can. Nothing surprises me with the WWE anymore, but yeah. I'm sorry, but it would have been funnier if someone had like a tattoo, if Sin Cara had a tattoo, and then the other guy had to get the same tattoo like painted on or whatever, and then rubbed off halfway through the match. That would have been really funny to me.
That would have been. But I would say, though, I think that taping SmackDown, I wouldn't be upset if they taped it like an hour like in advance, you know, and then like it aired that night. Like, let's say it always aired on Tuesdays and it airs at 7 and they start taping at 6.
Yeah, I mean, you can have Raw. You can almost do a pay-per-view, Raw, SmackDown, and then like on Friday have like NXT or something, or Superstars, you know, or just eliminate both those shows altogether and just have an extra show on Friday. And you can have that taped where it's basically the, I don't want to say, not the nobodies, but the lower mid-carders actually are shined on there, and they actually can main event a show opposed to, you know, being the curtain jerkers.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Cody is planning on resurrecting the IC title, which is big news, but can he do it? That's the thing. Can Cody actually resurrect this title?
And let's actually like dissect this a little bit. They gave Chris Jericho the IC title a couple years ago.
Right.
And they, which is weird because I can't believe we've been doing the show that long. But they gave Chris Jericho the title and had him and Rey Mysterio feuding with it. So the whole point with that was... that they wanted to have that title be worth something. And they thought that Jericho and Mysterio could help elevate it. But now, I mean, the IC title has been passed around so much recently. And so because of that, the title has become a little worthless. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't see Cody, like, when back in the day when the Ultimate Warrior had that title, it was like, well, he could have the heavyweight title too. I don't look and see Cody and be like, he could have the heavyweight title. I'm like, this is the highest he's ever going to go.
Exactly.
That's,
yeah.
That's what I see.
I don't see him ever having the heavyweight championship.
So I don't think he's the one to do it. I don't want to say Daniel Bryan either because he's got his own thing. So he
would have been the guy who resurrected that title.
But he doesn't need it though.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't need a title.
Honestly, I hate to say it, Wade Barrett. Maybe he'd be
Wade Barrett Sheamus, would do it. That's the thing.
But Sheamus isn't too high profile of a feud, you know, with Henry, which
we'll see. Wade Barrett actually cared about the title. See, let's go back to Daniel Bryan. I remember seeing something where he actually stated that. They asked him, do you think a belt's real? He says, I don't think the under ones are. He's like, they're just props. But he said the belts that are the main ones in the company, the big ones, those are belts. Those mean something to him. So Wade Barrett, someone like him, would actually take the IC title and run with it. Even someone like Evan Bourne, if he was on that show.
I don't think Evan Bourne could legitimize it, though. I think that Wade Barrett could.
Yeah.
I said, I think that, or even a Sheamus.
Yeah.
So which brings, you know, us to the last thing that happened on SmackDown, which was Sheamus and Henry. They had another match, and they're basically turning this into a very high profile feud.
Right.
So what do you think about this?
To me, it's great because Mark Henry just injured what, two people?
Yeah, Kane and Big Show.
Okay, so he injured both those guys. Sheamus, if he wins, is even a bigger face because of this. Mm-hmm. But he could win where basically it's a quick roll up. Mark Henry's all upset and then beats up Sheamus afterwards. And then they could still continue for another pay-per-view. Having Sheamus win again does not hurt Mark Henry at all. It just basically, he you could say that Sheamus won not cheaply, but he won.
Luckily,
yeah. And I'd love to see him up in the Razor's Edge or the Outsider's Edge. The Celtic Cross.
That would be interesting to see.
There's no way he could do it.
Yeah, I don't think he could either.
It'd be funny, though. So, anyways, let's move on to our sponsor, been our long sponsor. If you guys notice, your downloads now for the show are a lot faster. That's because we switched to HostGator. Are you a blogger or a podcaster and you're not happy with your web host? Check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. They offer unlimited disk space, bandwidth, and one-click script installs. And they have a free site builder, which is excellent to use. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And when you use the special coupon code OFFTHEMARK, you'll save 25% off your hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite of your web hosting costs. Impact Wrestling! So Anderson is now going through Immortal. And this was done like 10 years ago.
Yes, it was. Actually, almost 11 years
ago. 11 years ago, and it was with the NWO. So apparently Bischoff reuses storylines in a failing company.
I don't know who to blame. Is it Vince Russo? Is it Eric Bischoff?
I think it's Bischoff.
Is it Hogan? Is it combo of the three?
It could be anybody, really. I'm just trying to figure out why they're rehashing stuff. I mean, you could do it usually, but this was done already. And are they thinking that some wrestling fans are stupid?
Some of them are.
No. I don't like it.
I don't like it either, and I think it's just one of those things where I like Mr. Anderson, and I'm so glad that he went to TNA. And yeah, he would have gone anyway, you know, after he got kicked out of the WWE. But put him in something better. Put him in a better program. You know what? Somebody that we're going to talk about a little bit later on, you could put him in a program with him.
Yep. So do we really need another Christopher Daniels, AJ Styles match? Is that do we really need another one?
They've had quite a few. Do we need another one? Probably not.
It's like Sting and Ric Flair. I mean, yeah, how many more?
Yeah, and we're going to have Sting and Ric Flair at the next pay-per-view.
Bound for Glory?
No.
Oh, it's not Bound for Glory?
Bound for Glory is October.
Oh,
my
bad.
We still have September coming up.
We still have September. My bad.
Yes. Yeah, you know, I think I'm okay with them having another match. The thing I'm afraid of is that they're going to have one at this next pay-per-view, which you're going to... I hate myself for not actually knowing what it is off the top of my head. But you'll have a match there, and then you're going to have a match at the next one.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. So, Crimson beats Angle by DQ after Samoa Joe interferes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why did Samoa Joe actually interfere? Did they?
I think he hates everybody.
Well, he's not doing good in the points, as we know.
Negative 10.
Negative 10 points for Samoa Joe.
Yeah.
They have to be doing something with this. There's no way they're just going to bury him like this. They have to be doing something with him.
So he comes out, he attacks Crimson, and then, like, earlier in the night, he actually went and, like, he attacked Pope, he attacked D-Von, you know, last week. He's actually, it's like he's destroying everybody in the Bound for Glory series. So are they looking to basically put him into a match at Bound for Glory in this way?
They might be. I mean, maybe they're doing something where he gets like negative 100 points, but he keeps interfering with the matches. Then people are like, I want him. I want him in this match. They mean they could be just doing something like that. I mean, nothing surprises me anymore with these guys. So you never know.
Yeah.
The other thing I want to talk about before we get into our weekly topic, I actually saw something on one of the message boards. CMT brought back MTV's Maid.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a guy do pro wrestling with Matt Morgan.
Really?
It was very good. It's like 40 minutes long. You actually watch it on their website, believe it or not. It was very good and very funny. And this guy actually wrestled in front of he was actually at the Impact Zone and wrestled, which is, I got to give him credit. Very, very happy for him. So let's go into our weekly topic, which is nothing. We just deal with Matt Hardy. What's been going on with him lately?
Yeah, so obviously that was the biggest thing that happened in wrestling this week, and so I'm sure a lot of you were like, why haven't you guys talked about that yet? And it's because we wanted to save it for the weekly topic.
Here's the funny part about this whole thing. I just realized something. He's talking about this. We should start from this point. He got arrested for a DUI right now. He said he blew a zero for his blood alcohol level.
Mm-hmm.
He said there was a zero. But he looked like he was on something. And this just occurred to me. He said that there was a deity? Or entity? An entity at his place and trashed it. And he looked the same. And I'm wondering if he's doing something where he's going to say he's possessed.
You think that this is going to be a storyline?
The thing is, how do we know that some of this isn't staged?
Well, he was obviously arrested, because did you see that mugshot?
Oh, yeah. He looked like he was drunk or high on something.
Well, you know, actually, his eyes looked a little weird. Maybe he is possessed.
Yeah, he could be possessed. I just thought about that. But, unbelievable.
No, here's the thing, though. I mean, let's just talk about it, like, without speculation.
Okay,
first.
All right, without speculation.
So he was arrested for a DUI, and then right after he was arrested, TNA said that you are no longer
with
us.
But the thing is, they fired him like an hour afterwards.
Yeah. Publicly.
Publicly. That's what the weird part is to me. So without speculation, that did happen. So he was fired. And then he was just rushed to the hospital the other day.
Yeah.
But they never stated what it was for.
It's something. He said like he was faint and got like lightheaded.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He fell.
Yeah, he fell. Like it. Look.
Oh, my gosh.
Our grandma is, you know, 92 years young. And if she fell, she would go to the hospital.
Right.
Matt Hardy is like 35?
Yeah, something like that.
38, something like that. He's young. When you fall at that age and you're in shape, you fall for a living. You fall for a living.
And you know how... See, one thing Taz said, and I'll never forget this. I think he said it on Tough Enough. He said that if he slips on spilled milk at a grocery store, he needs to know how to fall properly. So that's why a lot of times they always do thousands of back bumps, because they want you to learn, hey, this is how you're going to fall if you're out somewhere. I mean, there's been wrestlers who have actually fallen, but they fall proper. They're not that hurt, you know, if something weird that happens. I'm telling you right now, they're going to do some demon storyline right now. I'm telling you right now.
Well, if they don't, the main thing is, let's just say that this is not a storyline.
Let's say it's not a storyline. Okay.
All right, let's just talk about it like it's true. What the hell is wrong with Matt Hardy?
He might be possessed. No, okay. Honestly, I don't know.
I mean, is he on drugs?
He has to be on something, because the way that he looked, and I talked to a police officer friend of ours, and I asked him, was he on something? He said he was either high or he was drunk. He's like, there's no way you would look like that after an accident. He said the eyes being down that way, and he said the look on his face. He also talked about the fact that like one, you could see one eyeball, mm-hmm. and you couldn't see the other. He said that he had to be on something because he said it's hard to do that normally, even after an accident. I was like, okay.
I mean, that means that not only was he drinking, but he was doing something too.
Well, the SOMO is probably the thing because that's supposedly the his the not his
muscle
but,
relaxing.
Yeah, that's supposedly that's a big thing with wrestlers.
A lot of wrestlers.
They, you know, and rumor has Shane Helms is one of those guys too. But yeah, I you know, if it's not a storyline, I feel really bad for him, and I hope he gets some help. I really do. But if it is a storyline, this is ridiculous. They went to this length to do it. And I mean, it was on TMZ of all places, and it was on multiple times on TMZ.
You know what's really crazy, though, to think about is that Jeff Hardy right now is in better shape than Matt Hardy is.
And you would never guess that.
I would never say that.
Unbelievable.
Ever. I would never say that.
Yeah. So you have anything else you want to say about Matt Hardy? Any speculation?
I don't want him to die.
I don't want him to die either.
I really don't. I really feel like, no joke, I feel that we're going to put like an episode out this year and we're going to be like, Matt Hardy died.
Yeah.
Matt Hardy died. Like, I have a wrestling profile about him ready to go. Ready to go.
We should probably do it next week, knowing what's been going on with him lately.
Because the problem is that I have on there, like, the very end, like, I have everything about his career. And the very end, it's like, what's next for Matt Hardy? And I don't want him to be, like, the grave.
You know what the sad thing is? Probably we'll release this show. You know what's going to happen?
Yeah. Like,
like here's the funny. Okay, here's something also. Something weird has happened after, like, some of our friends have gotten married. Like, after I got married.
Eddie Guerrero died.
Yeah. So Mike, even though he already is married, after his reception tomorrow, probably, you know, on Saturday then, what's going to happen? We're going to hear
Matt Hardy.
Version one
is now version two.
Is going to be version dead.
Yeah.
I hope that doesn't happen. Matt, I really hope you get some help, man. Really hope so. So that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show on OffTheMark86. I want to thank Section 86 and 86 Productions for hosting and editing the show. And I want to thank Aaron for coming into the studio this week. And I want to thank our fans for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.